paid
260 euros for a pair of Crocs, man.
Those shoes pretty much broke my foot.
It's only going downhill from here.
What up, guys? This is Josh.
And this is Fobs. And this is the Kickback Pod.
And we are back. Back. Yes, we are back after, I would say, a fairly long hiatus to all the listeners. Apologies from the both of us. I know we haven't put out a pod now in about a month and a bit. It was an unexpected hiatus. The both of us, we've been quite busy with summertime activities. Summer is very, very busy time in Europe because everyone takes holiday around this time. So that's what's been happening. So apologies from both of us, but we are back and we are super, super, super excited to get into this podcast, into this episode. This is episode number 70, and we are going to be giving you a sneaker news roundup because in the last few weeks, there's been a lot of really cool sneaker news, I have to say, that's definitely worth discussing in this episode. So we're going to go through everything from the Action Bronson stuff to some really cool New Balance Stone Island collabs and much, much more. So stay tuned for all of that. But before we get into any of this, I need to say what up to my man Fobs. How you been, bro? Your tan looking good, looking healthy. How you doing?
What up, JD? Yeah, man, I'm happy to be back. As you said, it's been a while. We just had to, you know, rest and recuperate, recover from a long, long season of Premier League football, or at least I had to, a long season of disappointments as a Manchester United fan. But honestly, man, it ended on a high. I got to see my team lift a trophy and beat one of our biggest rivals in the process. That was a sweet, sweet, sweet game, the FA Cup final. I actually watched that on vacation in Mallorca in a British pub, which was full of Manx, like full of Mancunians. Yeah, it was really
cool. What's a Mancunian?
Like a person from Manchester, Mancunian.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I'm very excited for, I mean, it's. I know Premier League season is done, but we got the Euros starting this weekend. Of course, I got my Germany jerseys ready to go. I got my Portugal jerseys ready to go. Those are the two teams I usually support. And yeah, man, I cannot wait for Euro 2024. I already noticed here in Berlin, there's several groups of fans that I've noticed walking along the streets. I saw a huge group of people wearing kilts, so I assumed the Scottish delegation was in the city. Yes. Yeah, so it's I can feel the excitement in the city for sure.
Man, all of the public viewings in the city and all over Germany, every single city is going to have at least one major public viewing area. I'm just so excited, man. I'm so excited that I bought two Germany jerseys. That's how excited I was.
You got the pink one?
No, I got two white ones, actually. That's like how ridiculously excited I am. I got one player edition and one normal edition just because I had to be extra. And I think I'm also going to get the pink one at some point. So at this point, like, I'll have three kits, which is complete overkill. Totally unnecessary.
Hey, but Germany got a really strong team, man. If they better not disappoint, because I have very high hopes for them this year.
Man, I think high hopes is stretching it for me, at least. I think I would be happy if they made it to the semis, which is a very good achievement.
That's reasonable.
They should definitely make it to the next round. Their group is not that great. Scotland is not a good team. Hungary is a good team, but should be beaten. And then Switzerland is obviously also not a great team, but has had their moments in past tournaments. But all in all, Germany should be making it to the next round. They should be winning their group and should be putting themselves in a strong position to make this a good tournament. And I think they really need to, because the last few tournaments have been really, really disappointing and underwhelming. And the country has fallen out of love a little bit with the national team. And they really need to bring that spark back. And I'm just super excited, man. Like you said, we have such great players. Jamal Musiala, Leroy Sané, Florian Wirtz.
It's also going to be the last tournament for Kroos, which who's my favorite German player ever. I'm very excited to watch him.
The player edition that I got has his name and number on it.
Of course. Right.
So I'm hoping that's like a good luck charm. But he's just a class player, man. He's just so good. So yeah, I'm super excited. Let's, before this turns into a football,
a sports cast. Wait, one last.
No, we need to do predictions. We need to do predictions.
Oh yeah. Of course. Oh, you mean for the tournament?
Yeah. Like, let's say like, let's each pick our semifinalists or something like that.
Let's just go for the finals. I'm going to say it's going to be France. I'm going to say it's going to be France and Germany final.
Oh, that would be a really good final. I have a feeling that, oh man, you know what would be a good final? England against Germany. England against Germany would be an amazing final.
That would be juicy.
But I think
would be very juicy.
Honestly, I think it's going to be Portugal against Germany. And then in the third place playoff, it'll be England against France. So I think those are my four teams that'll make it to the semis, and then we'll see about the finals.
Okay. Now I'm excited. One last sports thing to mention is we just moving to another sport, NBA. Your prediction was Nuggets versus
Celtics.
Boston, and I took the Mavs versus the Knicks, so we both got one right, so give each of us a pat on the back there. But I'm just praying that the Mavs somehow come back and win the series, because nothing would depress me more than to see the Celtics win the championship. That's like my most hated team in all of sports, so
yeah,
I really don't want them to win, but it's not looking good for Luka and Kyrie right now. Anyways,
it's not
guys,
looking
we
good,
talked
but,
a lot about sports.
I think Luka and Kyrie have at least a couple wins in them, but Celtics are just too strong right now. But yes, you're right. Let us move on to the actual point of this podcast, which is sneakers. Let's start off with the listener of the week. JD, who is the listener of the week this time?
The listener of the week. So first of all, I want to say shout out to every one of you that reached out to me, whether it be in my YouTube comments, in my Instagram DMs, asking me when is the next podcast episode coming out. Really appreciate that. One listener in particular is The Shoe Bear on Instagram. Shout out to you, because you reached out to me twice, or actually three times, asking me when the next episode is dropping. So big shout out to you, man. Thank you for your loyalty and for listening to the pod. But now let's get into what have we been wearing in the last month now. It's been so. Fobs, you kick us off.
Man, I've been wearing a lot of different shoes, but the ones that I keep coming back to are the Nike Lunar Roam, the launch colorway, just because they're so comfortable and a great shoe, whether you're wearing them with pants or with shorts, and the weather has been very up and down. Then I've been wearing my Birkenstock Arizonas, obviously also summer vibes. Anytime that it's warm enough, I'm pulling these on, even if it's not warm enough. I don't really care. They're so easy, comfortable to slip on. And then I've been wearing a lot of the, and this is one of my pickups, which I'll get into later, the SNS Adidas GT2, which I just posted on my Instagram recently, that really nice green and pink colorway. Just a super nice shoe, really summery, kind of football-y vibes as well. You know, that like low top profile, that Adidas Originals silhouette. So yeah, those are the three shoes that I've been wearing a lot. What about you, man?
Wait, that SNS collab, you said green and pink? I didn't see any pink on that shoe. Is there like a hidden pink somewhere?
So the stripes and the heel tab are like a very, very, very light pink.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like when you look at them or you look at the product pictures, you don't really realize, but then when you have them in hand, you see like this faint pink and... it definitely adds a nice little touch to the design.
Yeah, because I thought those stripes were white. But yeah, man, I'm kind of bummed out that those shoes sold out, because I definitely had my eye on those as well. And shout out to SNS as always, man. Great. One of my favorite sneaker stores, I would say, in Europe. And always putting out solid, solid collabs. This one no different. So pretty solid solid list you had there, Fobs. As far as what I've been wearing... I had the Asics Gel NYC, the Hidden collab, which is such a comfortable pair of shoes, so I just keep wearing them. But recently they were completely ruined for me when someone told me that it's basically a Celtics colorway. And now I can't unsee it. Every time I look at the shoe, I keep thinking of the Celtics. And I'm like, man, why did you say that? Why did you ruin these shoes for me? So, yeah, I'm wearing it. I'm wearing them despite loathing and thinking of Jason Tatum when I'm wearing them. So, yeah, unfortunately. But I've also been wearing my pair of Flyknit trainers, Nike Flyknit trainers, because I've been also doing a little bit of running. So I maybe go on runs like every couple of days, this has been my sneaker of choice. I'm on the lookout for some running shoes, because these Flyknit trainers, they do have a hole in them now, and I need another pair of running shoes. So I've been looking at maybe some Hokas, because everyone I know who does run, they do have Hokas. So I need to get on some Hokas. Maybe I'll talk to you after on what's the best running shoe invest in. And then I've also been rocking my pair of Action Bronson 990 V6s. Of course, my sneaker of the year last year. Still love these shoes. Still super comfortable. And the colorway is just such a banger, Action Bronson. And when it comes to picking colors and combining colors together, I don't know how he does it, but he somehow is a magician at it. So that's been on my feed lately as well. And another pair, which is also a latest pickup of mine, and I've been wearing these a lot. I splurged a little bit. I had a couple of good months, so I decided to buy this pair of shoes, a pair that I've had my eye on for years, but I always thought they were a bit expensive. But I finally decided to splurge, and I got myself the Maison Margiela Gats, or replica shoes, as they're called. I've been wearing them a lot, and the reason why I decided to get them now, well, I had a couple of reasons. First of all, I did have a gift card, which covered a huge percentage of the cost of this shoe, so that's why. And secondly, also because I will be attending, some of my friends are getting married this summer, and I have a couple of summer weddings to attend. And you know me, I don't like wearing, loafers and just like dress shoes. So I wanted like a more dressy sneaker, which I absolutely don't have in my whole collection. So this for me is a sneaker that it's maybe the only sneaker I think that actually looks good with suits. I'm not a type of guy who thinks sneakers look good with suits. I've seen people wearing Jordans with suits, and I'm sorry, it doesn't look good. It does not look good no matter how you try to pull it off. But the Maison Margiela Gats, I think, look exquisite in a suit. And so that's kind of why I got them. And I've been wearing them quite a lot. They've worn in nicely, very nice high-quality leather on there. So I guess we can move into our pickups now, since that was my first pickup, the Gats. And then a couple of other pickups for me as well. I picked up the ASICS UBS GT2160. This is with Kiko Kostadinov. Have you seen these?
Yeah, they're super nice.
Man, they're so slept on. I can't even believe no one's talking about these three colorways. All three super fire. And they're so easily available. They did sell out in the States, but here in Europe, every shop still has them. They're even on sale in some places. And they're such a sick colorway. I picked up the Brown Storm colorway, I think it's called. It's got like some purple hue, some dark brown, and they just look amazing. I love them. I love looking at them. Insanely comfortable pair as well, the 2160s. So that's been in the rotation, and that's been also one of my favorite recent pickups. Another one, like Khaled another would say. My other recent pickup has been the Size collab with Adidas on the Gazelle Indoors. They recently dropped two colorways, which a lot of people are calling a Gucci Adidas collab replacement, or like the poor man's Gucci's, we can call them that, because they do have kind of similar materials. They're made out of like a velvet material. So they had this like Brazil colorway with a bit of green and yellow, and also a blue colorway with pink laces and like a green leather panel on the back. I posted pictures of them on my Instagram. They even got reposted by Size, so shout out to them. And I just looking at the comments, it seems like people are very divided on which pair looks better. A lot of people on Team Green, a lot of people on Team Blue. Personally, I do like the blue ones better because that green and yellow color combination, we've seen that many times on several different classic Adidas models. So it wasn't something that, you know, I was like super wowed by, even though they're beautiful, like absolutely beautiful looking shoes, especially because the green has like a gradient effect to it, which is really cool to see. The blue one, though, the blue one is just magical. Like you got like the dark blue at the front, and it kind of fades into light as you go towards the back of the shoe. And the pink laces, too, are such a hit on them. So, yeah, very, very happy with that size collab. And the last pair I picked up was a pair of Nike Zoom Vomeros that I feel must have been worked on by Virgil Abloh, because there's some heavy like off-white vibes with this shoe. And that is the Zoom Vomero 5 designed by Japan. That's what they're officially called. Completely different materials used on this pair compared to a normal Vomeros, which typically are made of mesh. These are made of leather, some pretty nice quality leather, and some hairy suede, something you never see really on Vomeros. And it's got like different colors on the heel. Even the midsole has like blue upper, like the top of the midsole is blue, the lower part is cream, and then of course the swoosh is like straight out of like an off-white sneaker. Like if the only thing missing on this pair was maybe like the zip tie, and we would be calling this an off-white collab. Really, really another slept on pair, I feel, and one of the nicest Vomeros we've seen this year at least. And those were my pickups. Definitely my favorite pickup out of everything I just talked about, however, was definitely the Gats, because that's just been a sneaker that I've wanted forever, and it's just so nice to finally have them. I finally have a luxury sneaker, something I didn't really even have in my collection before. So yeah, I'm a big fan of them. And I'm also going to be dropping a video soon for everyone listening, comparing the Gats with cheaper alternatives like from Adidas and some other brands, because you guys have asked me for that. So those are my pickups, man. What about you? I see that you've definitely picked up quite a few as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I spoke about the SNS Adidas GT2, which is a great shoe and probably will be one of my favorite of the summer. But then I also got another two pairs. I got a pair of the Athletics Footwear 2.0 in Gore-Tex. This brand is an independent brand that is run by a buddy of mine, or actually a couple of people, and they make some really, really, really good product, like top tier performance materials, performance construction technology, really, really great shoes. They're sold at Dover Street Market. They're sold in a bunch of different retailers. So do yourselves a favor and check out Athletics Footwear. Not your typical sneaker, but it's kind of, it's a more of a fashion sneaker with actual performance tech in it. So really, really dope.
True? I just looked them up really quickly. And is it true that the retail price on these is 70 euros?
No.
Or are they on sale? Oh, no, they were on sale. Okay. I'm sorry. They were on sale. My bad.
they do retail for... Yeah, you can get them for...
between like 120 to 180.
Well, yeah, the ones that I have are retail for 220, but you can get them for like 175 on sale.
Yeah, and actually if you go on High Snobiety right now, guys, you can get them on sale for 72 euros with an additional 30% off if you use their code. So that is quite a steal for these. I mean, these look sick, I can't lie.
Yeah, they're dope. Very, very nice. Yeah, the ones I have are a Dover Street Market exclusive, super nice, this black and blue colorway. Waterproof, just built to last, basically. And then I got a pair of the Nike Air Jordan 4 metallic gold. I've had my eye on the metallic pack for a while, And the ones that came out in 2018, was it, or 2019, they're obviously way too expensive on the retail, on the resale market. So when the golds dropped, I thought, you know, why not? It's kind of flashy, but it's an all-white shoe with gold accents that you can easily hide by wearing baggy shoes. So I figured Jordan 4s are always a good investment for wearing, of course. So I picked those up, and I haven't worn them yet because they literally just arrived 2 days ago, but I will definitely be slipping them on in the near future, and yeah, definitely enjoying them a lot this summer. That rounds up our latest pickups. I would say we jump straight into the sneaker news stories, and I think we can start with a very interesting story. Action Bronson releasing three colorways of the 1906R. First, you know, we're going to discuss our thoughts on all three colorways, but then also the release mechanics and the fact that Action Bronson has been very forthcoming, very transparent on Twitter about what many people perceive to be an unfair release. And you know, jump in and add information wherever I miss anything, but he released them on his own website, and they tried to make it as fair as possible and to kind of have some sort of bot protection up by, you know, filtering raffle entries and then sending out a link or something like that. But obviously, the first release on his own site, the bot protection was not adequate, and bots pretty much ate the first release, which pissed off a lot of people. And he's vowed to be better. He's vowed to set up more safety features, some more security, so that the people that actually want to wear the shoe get it, which, you know, I know is a big promise, and reselling and resellers are part of the game. For some people, unfortunately, for other people, fortunately, for some people, it's, you know, it's just part of the game. But yeah, like, what do you think about, let's talk first about the releases, the three colorways. Which one is your favorite, or how would you rank them?
Okay, so let's talk about the colorways first. So for me, easily, the nicest looking one is the blue one, the Medusa Azul. I think those are insane. Like, they look incredible. For me, they are maybe my favorite Action Bronson shoe. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. I think they look sick. They're easily the best of the three. And I would say that shoe and then the 990 Lapis Lazulis are probably like 1 and 1A when it comes to my favorite Action Bronson releases. So I definitely would rank that one at number one. And I really hope when they do eventually release, and they're rumored to release at some point in June, I hope when they do officially release that, that the release method would be a little bit better than the first two have been. But yeah, so that would be number one for me. I would say the Rosewater would be number two, but I would say a very distant two, because I don't necessarily even like that colorway. I know the inspiration of the shoe was cool. Like, he was inspired by women's colorways of the past, like women's aerobics videos from the 90s. And shout out to Amadeus from Oshuin. He let me basically borrow his pair to do a video review. And I had the shoe in hand, and I just wasn't too impressed by it. Like, the colors to me, nice concept, but it doesn't really work, at least for me. Like, the orange on the midsole was not really going with the upper. It would have been cool if it had like a purple or pink midsole, I think. So I would say that at number two. And then number three is that Scorpius colorway, which I don't particularly like that one, the very lime green colored one. That it's like Medusa Azul's by far, and then the other two in whatever order, doesn't matter. What about you?
Interesting. I like the Rosewater the best, and then the Medusa Azul second, and then the Scorpius third. But in general, I do really like what Action Bronson is doing with New Balance, and what New Balance is letting him do. He's very, very sneakily become one of the better collaborators, not just at New Balance, but across all brands, which you probably wouldn't have thought a few years ago, but it's really cool to see. It's bringing a fresh perspective to everything.
The interesting thing with this collab too was it wasn't like the 990 where they just let him, you know, switch up the different colors on the shoe. On this pair, he not only, you know, gave the shoe so many different colors, he also switched up the materials on the upper, because the 1906R was given like this translucent upper, which we haven't really seen before on a 1906, which I thought was interesting. And it's just like on the Rosewater pair in particular, that translucent upper is really sick. Like, I wish we would see more of that on 1906s in the future. Shout out to Action Bronson for almost like reinventing the 1906 in his way. And I think it's like we should be discussing one of these three sneakers at least when we're talking about like sneaker of the year at the end of the year. I agree with you. He's definitely one of the best collaborators right now.
Yeah, definitely. And what are your thoughts on maybe not the actual mechanics of the release, but him being so open and transparent on Twitter about the release? Is it a good thing that he's kind of telling people, hey, guys, we're working on it, we know we fucked up? Or is it just, you know, does it just add to the frustration of people who want the shoes?
I mean, to be fair to him, I don't think he has much to do with how his site is being run and like how they're getting released. Like, I think he's not maybe too involved in that. Although, of course, since he's the face, he will get all the criticism. As far as the release goes, it was one of the worst releases I've seen because there was no bot control. It was just a website that had a password protection on it. And he basically put the password on his Instagram 10 minutes before the drop. So anyone that had a bot now had the password. They would just put the password on their bot and they were able to very easily secure the shoes. The shoes were sold out basically more than 5 minutes before the actual drop time of the sneaker. So when they finally went live, people were quite upset with like the fact that there was nothing available. So it was a very, very like poor release. And then the Scorpius colorway, that was just given to very few people by invite only. So it was very hard to really get these shoes. So I'm wondering what they do with the third pair. But kudos to Action for at least, you know, addressing it, at least being very forthcoming in and being sorry about how the release was, because you can't really say the same about a lot of other collaborators with New Balance. And I'm talking about like Salehi in particular. He has terrible releases as well that get eaten up by bots, and he pretty much never comments about them. At least Action is like trying to acknowledge fans. I also saw on Reddit that his team had reached out to several people that commented on his post complaining about the release and gave them special access to the shoe, so they were able to order it that's cool. Thanks for saying sorry, but if you really want to, you know, apologize, just make sure that the next release is a bit better.
I guess let's wait and see when the third colorway drops. We're all hoping that it's better. Moving on to our next news story. It's an interesting one, and I was actually very surprised to read this. Not only the fact that it happened, but how much of a reduction in price happened. And we're talking here about the Comme des Garçons Foamposites, the new colorway for the Paris Olympics. If you haven't seen it yet, it's a really, really nice colorway. I would almost call it like a gray, smoky, marbled colorway with black accents. And it's got that same, you know, circular pattern that the original two Comme des Garçons Foamposites had. And the original ones cost $520, I believe. And correct. This one is going to go for $300, which is cheap for a Comme des Garçons release, because all Comme des Garçons Nike releases, regardless of what shoe, are much more expensive than the actual retail of the general release version. And if I'm not mistaken, the general release of the Foamposites cost somewhere around $200 or $250, right?
They're $220.
$220, exactly. So we're talking only, and I mean, of course, this is all relative, but only $80 more than the general release retail price, which is wild that they're going this far down in price, because for me, like the Comme des Garçons was always, regardless of what shoe, it was always like adding a bit of luxury to a Nike sneaker. Even if the materials weren't exactly luxurious, it was just a luxurious design, a luxurious colorway, a luxurious release. And so, I don't know, does this take away a little bit, or is this a cool thing?
No, I think it's really cool. I mean, it makes me feel also that the first release was really overpriced, because they didn't just reduce the price by like 50 euros or 20 euros. This is like a drastic reduction, like almost cutting the price in half pretty much, which makes me think.
It's a reduction by the retail price by $220.
Yeah, no, that's wild. That tells me that the first release was just way, way, way overpriced. But I mean, as someone who has on my Grailed app and on my Vinted app, my top saved searches on both of these apps is CDG Foamposite. Because like I literally look for these shoes every day, hoping to find a used pair in my size for a good price, because I absolutely love both the black and white colorways, and I've never owned them, and I've always wanted these shoes. So the fact that these are coming out, and I think they look sick with that gray marble finish, like you said. It seems like all of the Paris releases this year from Nike and Jordan feature like a gray color. So that seems to be the theme for Paris. But whatever the theme is, I think the colorway looks awesome. I hope I'm able to get this shoe for retail. It will be very difficult, of course, but Nike, if you guys are listening, man, come on, send me a pair, man. I really, really want this one. So this for me, like in the month of July, goes to the very top of my list as far as like sneakers I really want. And yeah, man, I'm very happy with the reduced price, because I would have paid $500 for this shoe anyways if they dropped it at the first price. But the fact that these are $300, I mean, for a CDG pair, $300 is not bad.
Would you say that this colorway is better or worse or on par with the first two? The first two obviously being just black and white, but like what are your thoughts?
I would say it's right in between. So for me, the black ones are still the nicest ever. But this one, I like this one much more than the whites. Yeah. And I guess they're gray. So it kind of is a combination of black and white. But yeah, man, I mean, I'm super, super hyped for this one. This one's coming into my closet absolutely next month.
Nice, man. I mean, I can appreciate the design. I'm not a Foamposite fan. I never will be. I'll never wear a pair, or at least I don't think I'll ever wear a pair at this point in my sneakerhead career. But I can appreciate that you really like them. So, yeah, if I can help somehow, I know you have most releases on lock anyway, but let me know. Happy to enter my name in raffles for you. Moving on to a sneaker that I am very, very hyped for and is top of my cop list this summer is the Nike Air Jordan 4 skate shoe. So the Air Jordan 4 Low, which is releasing both in general release colorways and as part of a collaboration with BMX Pro Nigel Sylvester, who has some of the most underrated Jordan collaborations, in my opinion. His Jordan 1 was dope, in my opinion. And for those of you who haven't seen this shoe, it looks like an Air Jordan 4 that has been squished a little bit. And some of the paneling has been changed. And what's interesting is when you see it in the black and white general release colorway, it looks like a skate shoe. It looks like a shoe from the 90s or the 2000s, because it could almost be, what is that brand? The one that A$AP Rocky ripped off?
Osiris.
Osiris. It looks almost like it could be an Osiris shoe, right? And the Nigel Sylvester version is this beautiful, luscious, green suede or nubuck or whatever that is on the top there. Nubuck, I think it is. And that's a really, really nice shoe. I'm really hoping that releases. I hope that it's not just a player edition for him. But yeah, this is one of my most wanted shoes, just because I'm a big fours fan at the moment. And my biggest gripe with the fours and with the threes is that they're mid tops and they're not low tops, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a low top guy. And this is basically making my favorite Jordan shoe a low top. I like that it looks a little bit different. I like that it looks a little bit squished. People that are, you know, into the OG are going to say, nah, where's the netting? You know, it doesn't have like the web netting that the 4 is famous for. But honestly, it doesn't need that in my opinion. These shoes are incredible. What do you think?
So I'm kind of like in between with this shoe because it seems to be very colorway dependent for me. I agree with you. The Nigels look incredible. Like, and not just the colorway. Like you said, that it's like a squish down Jordan 4, but it just looks really nice in that colorway. You can appreciate it. Still very much looks like a 4, especially if you're looking at it from the bottom up. It's got the same midsole, and then same like mudguard as well. It's pretty much just the top of the shoe that's been kind of squished down a little bit. And honestly, I'm liking the model a lot, to be quite fair, because one of my biggest critiques with Jordan 4s in general is that sometimes it kind of looks like a children's shoe. It's a bit like bulky. The panels are a bit like unnecessary, I would say. And this shoe right here is like, if to me, it's like a more grown up version. I really like that oxidized green Mont Nigel one. The GR version, I'm not feeling too much, but I just think it's the colorway that's not so great. I would love to see some other colors on the shoe, and maybe I just don't like the white and black paneling so much. But I'm not mad at the model. I don't agree with what I saw was the number one comment when this shoe was previewed on Sneaker News, I believe, or Nice Kicks. This sneaker is called the Jordan 4 RM, and the number one comment said, does the RM stand for really mid? which was pretty funny. But I disagree. I don't think these shoes are mid. I think they're nice, and I think it's a good job by Jordan Brand trying to do something, trying to switch up the vibe with the 4s, try to give the 4s a different look. And I don't think they blew it. I think this is cool. If the people who are complaining about this, of course, are, you know, your classic Jordan heads, well, guess what, guys? Maybe the shoe is not for you. It's probably for people like you, Fobs, people who just don't want, you know, like don't like wearing high top sneakers, prefer more low tops. This one does the job. And because it's maybe designed for skateboarding, hopefully it's as comfortable as the Jordan 4 SBs were, because that was maybe the first comfortable Jordan 4 we got. And if the comfort is like that, then that's even better. And I hope so, just like you, that those Nigel Sylvester pairs release, because I would definitely love to cop those.
Yeah, they're definitely something different, something non-really traditional. But I do like that Jordan Brand and Nigel Sylvester and whoever is behind this design is really trying to push the boundaries of what an Air Jordan 4 can be. I'm very interested to see when they release. The rumors have them releasing sometime in July, which would be nice. But even, you know, if it's later, obviously I'm going to be keeping an eye out for them, and we will keep you guys informed as well whenever we hear anything on our upcoming podcast episodes. But yeah,
any news on what the retail price on these is going to be?
I mean, what's the retail price on Jordan 4s now? Like 200, 220,
it's like something like 190 or 200. Some are 220. Like, I mean, these better be cheaper than that. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm hoping that they'll be like 160, yeah, and the collab version is like 180 or something like that, maybe.
Yeah, that would be fine, because if they drop these at 200 or 220, people are gonna riot. People are gonna be pissed off, man, including me, because I don't think I would pay that much.
I guess they just won't sell out then, huh? But yeah, I guess we'll see. Definitely also something to consider, because I do like them, but I'm not gonna pay, you know, 220, 250 for them. Yeah, but now we've gone through your most wanted upcoming release, my most wanted upcoming release. Let's talk about a sneaker collaboration that is on a lot of people's most wanted upcoming release, and one that is dropping later this week, actually tomorrow, if you're listening to this podcast on release day. The Stone Island 574 is coming in a couple of really nice colorways. JD, walk us through that drop.
Yeah, so they actually released first on the Stone Island website on the day we're recording this, which is the 12th of June. And the more wider release on New Balance, as well as some other retailers, are going to be on the 14th. As with the first New Balance Stone Island 574s, these are pretty much just different colorways, I suppose. Unless, is this a new model though? Like, or because I'm seeing that this is being called the 574 Legacy. Was that different than the OG 574 Stone Islands? Or is it just, are these just different colorways? I'm not entirely sure.
I think they're just different colorways, to be honest. And I really, really like the green colorway. I mean, both colorways are nice and the OG is super dope, but that like army green is next level.
Yeah, no, but by far, I think the green pair is the winner of these two. It definitely screams Stone Island to me, that navy green pair. And it seems like it's got this ripstop nylon upper. Of course, Stone Island coming with the technical details as usual. You got that badge looking beautiful on the tongue of the shoe. Yeah, I mean, if you're a fan of the brand, and I know you fobs, like there's like Death, Taxes, and Fabian getting Stone Island collabs. So yes. You, I'm sure, are going to be copying this. Is this definitely in the bag for you?
Honestly, though, normally yes, but I've spent a lot of money recently on all of those Germany jerseys, and I still have yet to pick up the pink jerseys. So I'm going to have to make some tough decisions in the upcoming weeks. I'll tell you that. But under normal circumstances, under normal spending habits, yes, this would 100% be in my basket and arriving on my doorstep.
Maybe this is like a retail or nothing type of shoe for you then. Like,
100%. I mean, if
you're able to... Yeah, okay.
Most shoes are retail or nothing shoe for me these days. But yeah, super nice shoe. Love Stone Island and New Balance's collaboration. Always really getting it spot on for me, whether it's working on heritage models or working on some of their performance models. So definitely keep an eye out for those dropping June 14th at select retailers. Super, super nice.
So it says here the 574 Legacy is like a more like puffed up version of the 574. Like it's a bit more exaggerated. It looks like it's taller, like the sole is taller. And it's got this extended toe box, so it's a bit different than your regular 574s. But I think they look sick. And the retail for these is going to be $140 US or €150. Like Fobs, I'm also going to be going for that dark green army green pair. So what do we have next? So let's talk about Jound, because Jound have confirmed that they will be dropping another Samba, this time in a totally different material. So we're going to be getting this suede pair, and the official name of this shoe is Mesa. I'm not entirely sure, but yeah, so it looks like it's this brown colorway, light brown, and it's done completely in suede with slightly contrasting three stripes. And one interesting thing about this pair is that the retail price on it is $200, as opposed to the previous Jounds, which were $250. And I don't know if you guys heard about this or read about this. There was quite a bit of controversy with the previous Jound pairs about its made in Germany claim. Turns out that they were just kind of assembled in Germany, but most of the shoe was in fact made in Vietnam. And there was even like video proof of the made in Vietnam label on the shoe being torn apart in the German factories that were posted on Reddit boards for Adidas. So it was kind of questionable how much of that shoe was actually made in Germany. This pair, I'm not sure. I don't think it has that made in Germany association with it. But I think I actually like this pair a lot more than the first two Jound releases that dropped, because these are actually kind of unique. You know, like you don't typically see these materials on a Samba, first of all. Also, I don't think there's been a Samba in this like nice shade of like a very fall appropriate brown yet. And also the tongue is quite different on this pair. Whereas the first Samba Jound collab was just very, very, very basic looking Samba colorways, just given like an upgraded materials. So that's why even I wasn't really too enthusiastic about that pair, even though I like Jound and I love Sambas. I was just not wanting to spend $250 to acquire those. But these I'll definitely think about. What are your thoughts, Fobs, on these?
Man, I can never get behind a Samba costing $200. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter if it's a collaboration. Like, to me, Sambas are $60, $80 shoes. And then if you want to do a collaboration, okay, $100, $110. But $200? Hell no. Like, I mean, the suede is nice. It looks really, really cool. But the colorway isn't really mine either. And at some point, you know, I get it. Adidas is cashing in. But people, if you guys want a Samba, just wait like 5 years and they'll be $60 again. Or maybe 80, you know, with inflation. There's no way that this can continue for so long. There's no way that this many people are going to continue to buy Sambas at over $100, especially at $200. Yeah, man. So I'm, for that reason alone, I'm really not feeling them. But I can see why people like them. The first ones looked really nice as well. And the suede on this looks really buttery too. But yeah, gonna pass on these due to the price.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, man. That's my biggest pain point here with this shoe as well. It doesn't look like something that should cost $200. Like you said, we're so used to paying 100 euros for Sambas. Yeah, but this pair, maybe if I'm able to get it below retail, maybe on StockX, you know, put a bid in, might get lucky. But yeah, I'm not. This is not like I need it type of shoe for me. And I doubt that they're going to go for much on the resale market, if I were to guess. But yeah, it's I do stand by what I said about it being nicer than the first two, however. All right, now moving on to, we're going to stick with Adidas, because they have been dropping left, right, and center Yeezys pretty much every other day this month. It's been kind of crazy, actually. Like, every day I log into my Confirmed app and there's like another 10 pairs of Yeezys that dropped all in one day, all at the same time. And on the first day when it dropped, I believe it was like June 3rd, it was just crazy to see like 20 pairs of Yeezys all on the same day dropping at the same time. We're just not used to that. It was just kind of crazy to see that. And according to Adidas, they initially said this was going to be the last ever Yeezy drop, but now I've read that it's not really the case. There might be more, even more Yeezys coming in the future. But I mean, if you love Yeezys, there's been every classic Yeezy you can think of that dropped in the last few days, including the 350 Turtle Doves, including the Wave Runners, including the Pirate Black 350s, tons of Yeezy Slides, every single foam runner colorway. So if you missed out on any Yeezy at all, you were able to get them. What was really interesting about this round of releases, in fact, was that Adidas was even selling some Yeezys for 50% off on the Confirmed app, which is unheard of, unseen before. I did go ahead and purchase one pair, which was the Yeezy Quantum in the Mist colorway at 50% off, 125 euros. I think that pair is an absolute steal for that price. You're getting a full Boost midsole. You're getting really nice materials, a Yeezy 700 vibe for just $125. I thought that was a very, very good price for that sneaker. And the other pair that I picked up, which was really missing in my collection and maybe one of my favorite Yeezys, was the Yeezy Desert Boot, which dropped in all three colorways, oil, I forget, salt, and I believe sand was the three colorways. I picked up the oil colorway, which was the dark brown. I picked it up in my size, and I'm very, very happy to have that in my collection, because I'm definitely going to be rocking that in the fall and winter time here in Berlin. So yeah, I mean, I was happy to finally pick up some of my favorite Yeezys and also a Yeezy for a really good discounted price. But what did you think about this whole way that they released it? Like, just tons and tons of shoes all at the same time, and even some at a discounted price. Like, what was your thoughts on this whole release?
Yeah, I was a little bit confused, because there were some that were you had like some 700 V2s that cost 350 or 320 or 380 even, and then you had others that cost 300, or maybe it was like some cost 300, some cost 260, some cost 220.
It was, yeah, that's what it was. It was some with 300 and some with 260, which was weird. Yeah,
super strange. I mean, I think it was cool for those who still want to buy and wear Yeezys, right? Like I'm one of those people that, you know, I don't know. I can't bring myself to wear and associate with Yeezys anymore. Kanye is just, I mean, beyond anything at the moment. But that being said, I can still see the iconic place that Yeezys have in the era of sneakers in the last couple decades in, you know, design language. And I do appreciate the designs. I do think that the 500s, for example, the 350, like the original 350s, the 750s, which didn't drop, all really, really cool designs, very different, speaks their own language, kind of carved a niche in footwear in a way. So 100% appreciate them. Not really into wearing or buying them. So for me as a consumer, it wasn't really that interesting, but it was cool to kind of see all of the old colorways that were coming back and kind of be reminded of what had come in the last few years and be reminded of releases and where you were when this sneaker dropped and the hype that the sneaker brought with it when it originally dropped. I think when the Zebras dropped originally, they were like an insane resale price, and then they kept dropping restocks after restock after restock, and obviously the price bombed in the end. So yeah, I think it was a cool event for people who really want the shoes or who had missed out or who had maybe sold a pair that they wanted back. It was a nice chance to, you know, a second chance to grab a pair that you had maybe, you know, given away, sold, don't have anymore, beat to death. But yeah, I don't know where that leaves Adidas and Yeezy, like whether there will be more of this coming or whether this was literally like the last push, or if this will be like a yearly thing that they do. Who knows? Nobody really knows. Adidas is very mysterious and doesn't really, you know, is holding their cards very close to their chest when it comes to things like this. Yeah, man, those are my thoughts on the big Yeezy release bonanza.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the last time, then, you know, it was a good run. It was a very, very good run. One of the most exciting times ever in the sneaker world. It was awesome. I know we don't really want to associate with Kanye or any of anything he's pretty much said in the past, but we got to give him a shout out for everything he's done to the sneaker world, especially the life he brought into Adidas. I felt like they kind of really needed him in those years that he was with the brand. And yeah, it was a great time in sneakers. So if that was the end, then you know, sayonara and thank you for all the memories, I guess, and also for this last round of releases. You want to talk about this last one here that we have on the sneaker news?
Yes, let's do it. Let's round it off with a very interesting shoe. It is a Kiko and ASICS release, but it is a mule. So it's the ASICS Novalis mule. Yeah, it's basically an ASICS slip-on by Kiko, which is already saying quite a lot. Haesom Baidi did an article on them, and there's some images of those. They look very, very sporty. They look very Kiko. And sneaker mules, sneaker loafers, they're all, you know, becoming a thing again. You know, you've got the New Balance 1906 loafer. Reebok has had a couple of loafers and driving shoes with sneaker influences. And the Mule Mint is still going strong in many areas of this industry, and I just thought this was a really interesting shoe. Probably not one that I would ever pay for, probably not one that I would ever wear willingly, but I mean, if somebody were to send me this shoe, who knows, maybe I would slip them on and take them for a test ride.
Nah, you would wear these, man. These are fire. I feel like This is kind of up your alley, man. You would wear these. These are sick. Like I was a huge fan of the Asics Novalis. I have a pair of the Asics Novalis Terra Mova, I think they're called, which seem to have almost an identical base to this mule here. These mules are sick. I hope the retail price is not as expensive as the Terra Movas were, which are $250. I definitely wouldn't pay that for these. But if they're, you know, 150 or so, like, these are insanely fashion-forward sneakers. Like, there's very few people that can pull something like this off. I accept the challenge. I try to, you know, I buy these sneakers sometimes that look kind of wild, and I just, you know, take it as a challenge on seeing how I can style them. I've been trying out different ways of wearing Yeezy pods recently. None of them I haven't been able to pull those off, I'll be honest. But these definitely are right up my alley. I hope I get them sent to me as well, but I might consider buying these and adding them to the rotation, because it is summertime. You gotta love your mules at this time of the year. So that's those were pretty much all of these sneaker news stories we wanted to get into, but we still do have some upcoming drops to talk about, which are going to be dropping in the next couple of weeks. So if this pod is dropping on the 13th, which I believe it is, then today was a very big day in the sneaker world, because we had the release of the Air Force One Linen. You know all about this shoe, man.
Yeah, it's a great, great shoe, great colorway, classic silhouettes, and it's been a shoe that's come back several times over the last few years.
No, it's only come back one time. It only came back with the... Yeah, it only ever came back in 2016 when Kith brought them back for the opening of their Miami store, and it was like a super, super limited run. So what? Basically, yeah, man. So it dropped, the first time it ever dropped was obviously the Japan exclusive back in like the early 2000s. And since then, it only ever retroed one time for Kith. And this is first time ever it's going to be like a general release, wide release, worldwide release. It's never happened before.
Damn, okay, then I am 100% mistaken, because I thought that they dropped for the Kith Miami, but then I also thought that I saw them a few years ago as well, as like a...
There were some similar colorways, but not the linens, though.
Huh, okay, then yeah, then I'm definitely mistaken. Super nice, I mean, the like... khaki beige leather upper with that nice like pink swoosh and the pink outsole. Let's just say Ronnie Feig has an eye for good design and good colorways, and if he was the only one to bring them back for his Miami store release, then you know that this is a certified classic and definitely going to be hot off the shelves today. Yes. Yeah.
And from what I've seen, they really tried to make the shoe as one-to-one to the OG shape from the early 2000s. So it's got like kind of a wider shape, and it's got this very plush inner lining like the OGs did. So definitely, and also it's got this very upgraded premium leather. That's why it has a slightly higher price than a regular Air Force One. I think these are going to absolutely fly off the shelf. So I hope if you were listening right now, I hope you were able to secure a pair. I managed to get a pair early from Size. Shout out to them. Then also on the 13th, which is today, have the Wave Runner, the Adidas Wave Runner Yeezys, dropping for possibly the last time ever, maybe most likely the last time ever. So good luck to everyone going for those. On June the 14th, we'll be having those Stone Island New Balance 574 Legacies, which we already talked about. And also on this day is another very interesting looking sneaker. It's a collab between Clot and Adidas on the Gazelle. And I don't know if you've seen pictures or videos of this pair, but it's like a completely redesigned Adidas Clot. It's basically like it's got a different sole, like a waffle sole, and the upper is kind of made out of this knit material, and it's made by Edison Chen. He designed this pair, And I think it's like one of the sickest looking gazelles we've seen. The only thing I'm kind of on the fence about, of course, is the retail price, $160 for these, which, like we talked about earlier, I don't really like paying that much for Adidas collabs. But that's the price on that. And they've also chosen Jennie from Blackpink to be like the spokesperson, if you will, for this sneaker. She's been on all of the promotional materials, so you can imagine these are going to sell out pretty quick. Then on the 15th, we have the Jordan 4 Oxidized Green, which had an early release in Europe already last month. But these will be dropping in the United States on the 15th. Then on the 20th, we have the Jordan 3 Nina Chanel Abney. These are like an all over green suede, and I've seen a lot of videos for these posted early. Pretty nice looking pair. I'm not really into threes, so I'm gonna take a pass on those. But look out for those on the 20th. On the 22nd, we have the Jordan 1 Metallic Red 85. So this is a very classic. I believe it's an OG colorway, right? The Metallic Reds were an OG colorway, like just the red and white.
Yeah, so they were
an OG colorway of the Jordan 1 dropping on the 22nd, and these should be very, very easy to get. At least they were in Europe. They already had an early release, I believe. And then on the 23rd, we're going to be seeing the Nike SB Dunk Low Verde, which is definitely going to sell out. It's giving me some serious Grateful Dead vibes. It's got like this teddy bear type of material on it, very plush looking shoe. That's going to be dropping on the 23rd. And the last sneaker, we don't have a release date for it, but it was said that they're going to drop sometime in June. That is the Action Bronson 1906, the Medusa Azul pair. Don't know the date, but look out for those as well. And that's it, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening to the pod. It was so great to be back podding again. I was definitely very hyped to do this episode with you, Fobs. And definitely we're going to try to bring back the regular frequency of the pods. Shout out to all your listeners for consistently supporting us. And for me, I am signing out. See you guys next time. Peace.
For sure, man. I was super hyped, super glad that we did this once again. Super glad that you guys are all here listening with us, and looking forward to the next one. Peace.